This is Steve Ember with In the News in VOA Special English. President Bush this week nominated Congressman Porter Goss to be the new director of the Central Intelligence Agency. The president said Mr. Goss is well prepared to reform and strengthen the CIA to meet the threat of terrorism. Porter Goss is a former CIA case officer. He is now in his eighth term as a Republican congressman from Florida. He stepped down this week as chairman of the House Intelligence Committee. He became chairman in 1997. Mr. Goss has defended the Central Intelligence Agency against critics. But he himself has criticized the CIA for its performance in Iraq and before the attacks of September 11, 2001. Mr. Goss is a political ally of President Bush. Still, they have disagreed about how to restructure intelligence gathering. Mr. Goss recently proposed legislation to give the CIA director more control over all 15 intelligence agencies in the government. But last week, Mr. Bush called for the establishment of a national intelligence director to supervise the CIA and the other agencies. The new position was one of the main reforms urged by the commission that investigated the September 11th attacks. However, Mr. Bush rejected a call by the 9/11 commission to make the job part of his cabinet. The president had at first opposed the creation of the independent commission itself. He said committees already existing in Congress were in a better position to investigate the attacks on the United States. Some observers believe Mr. Goss will become National Intelligence Director once that job is established. The National Intelligence Director will advise the President on all intelligence issues. That is now the job of the Director of the CIA. The nomination of Porter Goss as CIA Director must be confirmed by the Senate. The leading Democrat on the Senate Intelligence Committee, Jay Rockefeller, has said Mr. Goss might be too political to head the agency. Senator Rockefeller said it was a mistake to nominate a politician from either political party. Some Democrats have criticized President Bush for choosing a politician who has strongly supported the administration's policies. They accuse Mr. Goss of seeking to go too slowly on proposed intelligence changes. The congressman said last week that a rush to judgment is no more acceptable than a needless delay. A number of Democrats in the Senate have said they will not try to block the confirmation of Mr. Goss. But they also said they would use the hearings as a chance to express concerns about intelligence failures under the Bush administration. If confirmed by the Senate, Mr. Goss will replace George Tenet, who resigned as CIA director last month. John McLaughlin, a CIA official, is acting director of the agency for now. In the News in VOA Special English was written by Cynthia Kirk. This is Steve Ember.